About to talk AFL, just a reminder of this weekend, and of course the Lions are at home on Sunday afternoon to the Melbourne Demons, and kids go free with an adult purchase ticket this weekend. It's Woolworths Super Round, so kids free with an adult purchase ticket. Tickets are available at lions.com.au.
Well, the Brisbane Lions enter this weekend in sixth position on the ladder. They have an 8-5 record, been a few seasons since the Lions have tasted success. Here we are. They are on the verge of playing finals footy this year, and one of the architects behind that is the General Manager of Football, David Noble. David joins us now. Morning, David.
Hey, Paul and John. How are you going?
Morning, David. Good, thank you.
Here we are. 8-5 after 13 rounds. You're well and truly entrenched in the top eight. You arrived here in 2017, David. What was your first goal when you arrived here? What was your first thought about what you wanted to achieve with Brisbane?
Look, I think initially, guys, we just wanted, it's going to sound pretty boring, but, you know, you looked at the culture, you know, the environment that you sort of wanted to create. And I think you look at the list itself, start to put some plans around that. You know, we had some early discussions with the staff to sort of get their feel. There'd been some people, you know, some good quality people that have been around for a while. And, I guess we just took it sort of almost day at a time. And, here we are, sort of almost doesn't really seem like nearly three years. But, yeah, it's been a very exciting journey over the last couple of years.
Was it a bigger job than you thought it was going to be when you arrived?
I don't think so. I mean, Chris and I guess having been around for a while, I mean, things always are never as bad and they're never as good. I think it's, you know, it's about somewhere in the middle. Mind you, both of us got a fair bit of advice on the way up here. There's a lot of people that were happy to tell us, you know, either how bad it was or, you know, lots of reasons why not to come. But, we found a bunch of really exciting staff and, you know, a bunch of players that wanted to learn and grow. And I think the benefit of having someone like Chris in the coaching seat is he's very clear on the game style. You know, that doesn't change. He's very consistent. He's very calm as a coach. And, you know, that message and methodology, you know, comes through, you know, in the way that I think our team plays.
David, just going back to that, when you said you first arrive, and one of the first things you've got to do is look at the culture of the club, how long does that take you to make an assessment of just what the culture is and what it is really like?
I think it's a good 12 months, John. I think it takes you a while to get under the hood, you know, assess where things are at, where things have been. I think, you know, our ability to connect as an organisation, you know, both, you know, marketing, commercial, comms, all those areas with football. I mean, I think that took a little while just to build relationships. And I think when you've got new people that come in, there's always that level of hesitancy, I guess, you know, to sort of build those relationships and really understand what they're bringing. So, yeah, it probably takes you a good 12 months, I think, for you to really get a grip of where you're at. You're able to sort of judge yourself, I think, you know, realistically where you're at. And then from there, can move forward.
That's right. So it's a big process, isn't it, to turn a football club around? Because, as you said, it takes you that long just to get your mind around exactly where the problems are. It's not just a matter of walking and saying, this is wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong, we fix this, and away we go. It takes your time, and once you've decided that, then it's a matter of getting the personnel you need in place and changing that culture.
Yeah, and I there's no doubt that our approach was more around looking at what was good in our environment, what good people we had, how we conduct our business, you know, through a number of different, whether it's our marketing campaigns, our membership outlay. There was a lot of good quality people that we had in our organisation that Chris and I inherited, and I guess we looked at what we did on the positive and that growth mindset, and that was where we really attacked it. It wasn't so much what we were doing poorly or what we'd missed. It was like, okay, what do we do really well? What are the strengths of our organisation? And we've worked hard to grow it from there. I guess that's sort of been the fundamental principle for us.
Yes, yeah.
And David, I always thought one of the big problems you had, especially being a non-traditional AFL state, is that was the go-home factor, and there'll be, you know, first-round draft picks that would be here 2 or 3 years, and they wanted out, they wanted to go back to Victoria or back to Western Australia. Now you've got all these young guys that have been here 2-3 years. they're re-signing well before their contract's up for renewal. Cam Rainall, he extended his contract as the number one draft pick. He did that before he even played a game. So the environment's obviously something that the players want to be involved in, and they can feel as though they're going to win something big here with the Lions.
Yeah, correct. You're right, Paul. I think you give them a reason to stay, not a reason to go. And I think that approach of, okay, it's your environment. How would you like the environment, you know, to be? We certainly have given the players a lot of ownership in that space, and a lot of understanding that, you know, we will tend to move around, as in, you know, staff. The club's going to be here for a long period of time. What do you? And it's not so much a legacy, but it's what do you want it to stand for? And I think once you're able to do that, and they're able to understand the impact that they can have in growing the environment, taking responsibility as young men, that area flourishes really quickly. And I think the reason for staying is a big part of our thinking around why you want to stay more so than why you want to go.
Yes. Can you feel a difference by the amount of support just around Brisbane in general now that success is coming? David, say when you're out and about, just walking the streets?
Yeah, it's outstanding. It's really refreshing. You know, you can feel the energy of our members and our fans and fans that, you know, want to become members again. Our market in Melbourne is just unbelievably strong at the moment. We had a Fitzroy chant going up on the ground at the stadium on the weekend, which is just phenomenal. You know, we've worked really hard to have some Melbourne member days throughout the year and pay our respects to that part. But certainly the connection that we've got with our local fans is as strong as ever. You know, record membership, our corporate level inventory is all sold out. I mean, yeah, we've had some really good wins from the support of both our corporate, our fans and our members this year.
I tell you what, there are some clubs around that would love to be getting over 20,000 to every home game, David. I think that's a great achievement. And we know what happened Easter Thursday with Collingwood. Great crowd there with Hawthorn, but I think some of the the lesser known clubs are still drawing 20,000. I think that's a great achievement.
Yeah, and it's, you know, the Collingwood one was a really good experience for our club. You know, we hadn't been able to do that for a long period of time, and I guess internally that we want to have that every week. You know, we want that that noise back at the Gabba. You know, we want that Gabbatoire to be really active. You know, the guys are doing a great job at the moment by protecting, you know, that home ground advantage. We've worked really hard for them to understand what that is about. You know, I remember coming up here when I was at the Western Bulldogs in the early 2000s, and boy, it was a horror road trip to come up here. So we're trying to recreate that for sure.
Well, this Sunday be a good game after the excellent performance last week by the Lions over the Saints, and up against a Demon side that produced, probably in a disappointing year, their best win of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Freo has got under the radar of quite a few this year. You know, we had a great game with them over in Perth a few weeks ago and couldn't quite get over the top, and they've been able to, you know, get over the top of the Pies. And so for Melbourne, you know, to sort of hold firm and play the way they did was really impressive. So we certainly don't underestimate, whilst Melbourne, you know, haven't had a great year, their list is still pretty strong. They've started to get a few guys back into a little bit of form, so we won't be taking them lightly for sure, but yeah, great round for us with kids coming free this weekend as well. So
good on you. Look forward to it Sunday afternoon. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, guys.